From this week, dental assistants and pathology collectors are receiving a pay rise thanks to the Fair Work Commission. The Commission's landmark gender undervaluation decision was a key factor for the pay rises, particularly when most of the workforce within these jobs are performed by women. The Health Services Union welcomed the decision, explaining the payment will be staged. To explain more about the decision, The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with National Senior Assistant Secretary from the HSU, Kate Marshall.
The Fair Work Commission's been looking at gender undervaluation in female-dominated industries, and it had a look at the Health Professionals and Support Services Award, or the HBSS Award. What that agreement covers is people working within the health professional space, and it is predominantly a female workforce within that space. So what the Fair Work Commission has decided to do is it's decided to recognise, in the first instance, dental assistants and pathology collectors, saying that they are a predominantly female workforce that has been undervalued and therefore underpaid, and has given them pay rises, which are phased over two stages. Dental assistants will receive a pay increase of 10% phased over two stages. So the first one is taking effect today, and the second one will take effect on January 1st next year. Pathology workers, they're phased, so they'll receive pay increases of between just shy of 2% and up to 10.9%, and they're phased over the two timelines as well. Although the pay increases seem large, like 10% does seem like a lot of money, we've got to remember that they're starting off on a pretty low base wage.
Why was this so important for these workers?
So historically, these workforces have been underpaid, and it is because, on the whole, they are a female-dominated workforce. And I think that the Australian industrial relations system really has an historical issue about systematic undervaluation of predominantly female workforces. So we want to really value the female workforces, and we want to raise them up to where they should be. The rates that they're on, the award rates that they're on currently, need to be higher. They don't actually reflect the work and the time that they do.
I understand there were some other conditions as well put forward into this decision. What were some of the concerns your members tell you about these conditions?
To be clear, this decision is only about wages, but what we've heard about conditions and the list that we're starting to build in how we want to reform the HBSS award, the two big ones would be leave. So compared to some other health professionals, they don't get the same amount of annual leave. The second big one is access to overtime and shift penalties. They don't have ease of access to those conditions, so they are working unsociable hours without the pay benefits that other workforces do receive with regards to overtime and shift allowances.
Now, how will this increase benefit all health workers under the HBSS award?
Health professionals under the HBSS award were also awarded substantial pay increases of up to 32%, which will take effect later this year and will be implemented over five stages as well. So the HBS award, as I said before, is health professionals. They are predominantly female workers who are engaged in this type of work. These pay increases are incredibly important. There are some private companies that made ridiculous profits through the COVID-19 pandemic on the backs of workers who were underpaid and now want to increase their pay. So it is incredibly exciting that this is actually starting to be recognised. But as far as all health professionals under the HBSS award, we've got a long way to go. We really need to continue to push for wages and also conditions.